Well, welcome back, you guys, to the Heidi St. John podcast. Today, I'm delighted again to have Savannah back on the show. Savannah is the oldest of our seven kids. She is a mother now herself and a homeschooling mom, and we are tackling the topic of homeschooling. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Well, Savannah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
This is fun.
It really is.
It is fun because usually you're in here with Junie and the kids running in and out.
And you and I talk all the time. We might as well make it productive.
We might as well make it productive because we're on the phone all the time talking or talking here. Tell everybody. Yeah, so yesterday we talked a little bit about, you're growing up homeschooled and all the things. But you are in charge of the Seedlings program here, and you're on the leadership team at the Homeschool Resource Center. Tell listeners a little bit about what Seedlings is and why we do it here.
So Seedlings is a homeschool co-op for kids who are 9 down to nursery. The reason why we started Seedlings is because there are lots of homeschool co-ops out there, but oftentimes you have to have a child who's at least in first grade.
To participate.
Right. Sometimes kindergarten to participate. And when my kids were not that age yet, I was lonely, really, is what it was. And I remember being lonely. You know, when you're young and you get married and have kids and you're ahead of all your friends and then suddenly you don't.
Yeah. So you're like, where's my people?
They're like, ooh, you have children.
I know. Right, right, right.
It's natural. Like, I'm not mad at them. It's a natural thing.
Yep.
You
kind of
lose that separation because you tend to be close to people that are in the same phase as you.
100%.
Well, our church didn't have very many young families at the time either. And
it's worth mentioning that you're married to a pastor.
Yes.
So you guys are heavily involved, obviously, at your church.
Right. We live in the parsonage.
At our church. I go there too.
Yeah.
It's worth saying.
And I remember I still do it sometimes, not as much because I feel like it's not so worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I used to buy, sell, trade on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace all the time. Now it's like filled with ads and stuff.
Well,
and it's
and
a little harder.
I remember thinking, you're going to get killed. Stop doing that. I'm going to wind up as a movie.
I noticed that I'd be selling a Bumbo and this mom would come to pick up my Bumbo on my front porch and she would end up staying there talking to me for a long time, and it was happening over and over, and I realized these other moms are just as lonely as I am.
Yep.
You're just like, oh, thank goodness. It's a stranger. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about this Bumbo.
Yeah.
How old is your baby? You know? You just kind of start talking, and I think that that moment, with the Bumbo, I remember that, just having this light bulb moment of, I should do something about this, because I'm not the only one, and I think a lot of people would be interested in joining a co-op that's for younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I started praying about that, and then right around that time, I mean, it was just a couple months after when the Lord spoke to you about starting a homeschool resource center, and it just so resonated with me because I was like, this is it. I could do this program at the center, and one thing led to another, and it just got, all the pieces fell in place. So we've been doing that now for 5 years, I think, Seedlings has been somewhere around there. I always get the date wrong.
You guys are on winter break right now.
We're on winter break right now.
Yeah.
But we meet once a week and we start out with chapel time together and then moms teach the classes. And so after chapel.
How many kids?
The kids all, there's like 160 kids.
All I know is it's real loud here on Thursdays.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's very fun and it's cute. They all have little shape ropes just like they do in preschool, you know?
Yep.
And so they when they go with their classes and their little line, they're all holding on to their little ropes and you just see these trails of little people. It's very cute.
So sweet.
And it's just been such a great place. We have moms that come to Seedlings who only have a baby.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't have preschoolers that need classes. All they want is just to get connected with other moms. And we feel like it really gives an outlet for these moms to get connected. It gives a chance for us to share the gospel with moms in our community, and it gives us a chance to share the gospel with kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really been a fantastic program. And every session we have, around 150. So it's about 60 families.
It's crazy.
Some are in there.
And there's a coffee shop here, so they can come and get a cup of coffee. They can go to the bookstore.
Yes.
And really, I think it's such a wise thing that you're doing, because if you can get these moms before their kids are school age, then by the time they have to make that decision about what they're going to do about education, they already have a community.
They're plugged in.
And they're not afraid anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
wonderful. We do get a lot of moms who aren't necessarily homeschool families. They just are families with little kids looking for an outlet. And then when they come here,
And you guys are doing sipping paint nights. You're doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. So we just did a mom's night out where we did a gift exchange. It was so fun.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's precious because it really goes back. It's just you're bursting these myths that there is no homeschooling outlet. There's no support for parents. It just simply isn't true. I'm going to go down a list of myths that you and I wrote down before we started and just kind of get your take on some of these. One of the big myths about homeschooling is that you need to have a degree, a teacher's degree, a degree in education. I know this was one of the big reasons why it took me so long to homeschool in the first place, because I thought, I don't have a degree, certainly not in education. I didn't know how to teach you guys to read. I mean, I didn't teach you to read. You learned that in school.
Right.
But six of the others, I taught them how to read. And I was under the impression I couldn't do that because I didn't have a degree in education. Do you still hear that from people? It's like, oh, I couldn't teach my kids. I don't have my degree in that.
I don't know. I necessarily hear that they don't have a degree, but they have no experience in it. And I think it's overwhelming, the thought of never having taught before. But you do get some of that with a degree and all that stuff. But I think mainly it's just they're scared because they have never done it and they don't know.
It's like motherhood.
It feels
overwhelming.
You have
a baby for the first time and they send you home with it.
What?
Shouldn't you give this to my mom?
You seem like the professionals. Yeah, exactly. To my mom. Yeah, I do think it's a similar thing. And like we talked about earlier on the podcast, having been homeschooled helps me.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with that fear just because I've watched you deal with it. And so you took the fall for me.
That's right.
Thank you.
And it wasn't always pretty.
It was not. But a lot of times it was. I think that people do get hung up on that, but especially these days. I mean, when I was young, homeschooling, it was not very popular, and you didn't have a whole lot of resources as far as curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
You really only had a few choices.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, you had to piece together yourself.
Yep.
I don't have to do that because there's so much out there
now.
You
guys have curriculum choices coming out your ears.
It's almost too overwhelming.
I almost feel like it's simpler. Because you can get, what do you call it, decision fatigue.
Yeah,
you know, just
so much.
Looking at all of the choices and feeling overwhelmed. I would consider my homeschool years, especially with you guys, kind of at the tail end of the pioneer movement.
Right.
So I wasn't one of the homeschool pioneers. Certainly, Jay and I are pioneers in homeschool resource centers and in the homeschool cooperative movement that has really swept across the nation. But that's really what gave you guys the foundation for springboarding with friendships and you know, all the things that you did that were outside of academics, because really the co-op was more extracurricular. It wasn't really, you weren't doing that for your schooling so much.
No, that's true. And even for, like, personally, I feel like I struggle with teaching. If you sit me down with a second grader math book and I'm supposed to explain the concepts of how it works to them, I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I was able to find a curriculum that has it scripted out for me. So
that's
I just read it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've read it, so they've been taught that. I do understand the concept. I just have a hard time explaining it.
Well, you're trying to explain it. Yeah.
Right, and so the explaining is done, and then I'm able to just work through it with them. And so it helps me so much. So even for moms that feel like, I can't teach, like there's curriculums that are literally just scripted out for you.
Yep.
And you just open and go. And
well,
so
teach
really
your child
makes
to read
it,
in 100 Easy Lessons is like that.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole thing, it's literally just 20 minutes a day. I mean, that's how I taught all of the kids, except for you, all the kids to read.
Yeah.
And it was just scripted out. Well, after you've done it with one kid or two kids, you don't need the script anymore.
Pretty soon you can just skip over it.
You just
I did start doing that with that book. Yeah.
Yeah. You just kind of get it. And I think it's a confidence builder because you start to realize, oh my goodness, my kids are reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Noah read to me
yesterday.
He's just doing great. Wesley too. They're just doing great.
Oh, they love to read. Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. And he had gone into the library at our house and wants to get a chapter book. And he's into it. Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to send you home with some really good books because he can do it. Yeah, he's totally willing. All right, here's another one. How important is accreditation? So people will say, well, my kid's not going to be able to get into college because they don't go to an accredited school. Do you guys, I feel like we're hearing that less and less as the years are going by because colleges are looking for homeschooled kids.
Right.
But there are still programs out there that help homeschoolers, and their claim to fame is, oh, we're accredited. I don't think it's necessary. What do you say?
I don't think it's necessary.
It's expensive.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I mean, I know hundreds and hundreds of kids that are going through homeschooling and have graduated, and they're all doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't accredited, so
Well, what
if it ain't broke?
Right. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Yeah. What is it with, I think, mothers? And I definitely am still seeing this because I'm here. I'm not always here on Thursdays when you're doing seedlings, but well, I am in the afternoons to podcast, but I'm not hearing as much of the fear base as they come into it. And I think it's largely because they're surrounding themselves, especially when they're here, with moms who can say, oh, that's no big deal. Here, let me talk you down out of your tree.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a large part difference. Of what you're doing here, right, is talking moms down out of trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you need community. We all need that.
Yes.
I feel like we all do that in our own areas. God has made us for a community. We're meant to be in relationship with each other, and especially as the body of Christ. We're meant to be walking after Christ with one another as the church. And what a more beautiful way to do that than to do it in your homeschool journey and find people who are also raising their kids alongside you. It really is so encouraging. And I do think with the accreditation thing in our generation, we're a little more like hippie, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You guys are crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back to the crunchy homeschool
moms.
So
we're into like
we're right back in the beginning, back to the crunchy homeschool
Montessori, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like in general, at least with these younger families.
You guys are doing the wild and free thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just wanting to be outside and learn that way, which I think is great. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
So maybe I do wonder if that's part of why we don't hear so much about the technical accreditation yet. Mm-hmm. Also, my friends, I mean, we have young kids. We're not in the high school scary stage yet. So
maybe
we'll start thinking about it when they get a little bit older. But yeah, I mean, I help families do it here all the time. You just fill out your transcripts and the parents assign the credits and it's accepted by the state and it's accepted by colleges. I mean, unless you want to go to Aveda in Portland.
Don't do that.
You just will get into yourself. School with your homeschool diploma and your transcript.
Yeah.
And some examples of your work and such.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the SAT. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Boy, it's true. This is a great place for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about homeschooling high school. We'll be right back. You guys, my husband and I love, love, love the MyPillow mattress. We have had it now for over a year. And you also could get the best sleep ever with the MyPillow two-sided encased coil quilted mattress. You can get it delivered by UPS right to your door. It's easy to set up. Just unroll it and watch it come to life. The MyPillow mattress has a 10-year warranty, a 6-month money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Use the promo code Heidi to receive the best discount ever. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Heidi.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Savannah, there's a couple things I want to ask you, and I really do want you to come back, because I would love for you to talk about just things you're learning about parenting boys, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
It is a thing. I mean, I have 5 girls, and you've got 3 boys.
I know.
You're in, like, Boyville over there.
I am.
You're like—
Juniper and I, we have each other, and then we're definitely outnumbered.
hang on to your hat. You have some favorite curriculum, and I thought I would just let the moms know who are looking for. You found a curriculum called The Good and the Beautiful, which you super love.
Yes.
And is that what you're doing exclusively, or tell us a little bit about kind of what your day looks like?
Yeah, so I am doing The Good and the Beautiful exclusively because I'm taking other classes at the center. So at home—
You're supplementing at the center.
Yep. So at home, I just do math and language arts. And then at the center, we do science and history and
all the messy things.
The messy things, the fun things, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why am I not teaching this at home? This is fun. But there's things they enjoy in a classroom setting. But yes, I did find The Good and the Beautiful a couple years ago. And
it is so beautiful, too.
It really is.
So well
which makes
put together.
Me like it. I'm excited to turn the page and see what comes next because I'm just like, oh, that's pretty. So I like that. And my boys really love, especially the math, because it's so hands-on. It's really good for those kinesthetic learners.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that their second grade math book had like full pages, that was just a game board that came with this little box with stuff in it, like the game pieces and everything. But it also wasn't too overwhelming because I've seen math programs where you get all these things.
Oh, I can't
and to me,
even.
I'd be like,
nope,
this is way too much stuff. I don't
right
know what to do.
Right back in the box it goes.
And there's like, there's no teacher's manual. You just open it up
Excellent.
And go. It's totally speaking my language.
I love it.
So, and it's scripted out for me. So I just read through the thing with them and it's all beautiful and they, you know, follow along and do it with me. And it's been a really great program for us. We really love it.
We've had some questions come in here because I think I've mentioned before that you like The Good and the Beautiful and someone said, that's a Mormon
yeah.
curriculum. Can you speak to that? Because I know I'm going to, you know, so everybody just hold your horses. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because you haven't seen anything that leans toward LDS teachings in the curriculum. Is that right?
Yeah, my take on this is, well, one, I did look through it and they have verses and stuff, but it's a lot of like teaching morality, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. teaching about good behavior and how we should be kind to one another and how God made all things, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So far, everything that I've come across does not conflict with mm-hmm. biblical things, mm-hmm. and my husband's a pastor, so
yeah.
he sees this stuff too. And then second, I just felt like this curriculum is so great and it's working for my kids. Like a mm-hmm. lot of the curriculum that people use are secular. Like how
yep.
is that, you know, different?
Right.
And I'm discerning. If I come across something, then I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
I'll just skip it. I'm literally
right.
reading
Hello?
It to them. I don't have to read, you know, a part that's not 100% accurate or whatever.
Right, right.
But I haven't come across anything like that. And I've been doing it now for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it does have good things that it says about God and stuff mm-hmm. I agree with that mm-hmm. I say to my kids and
sure.
teach them. So
right.
they're coming from a different worldview that is not based on Jesus being Lord. And that's
mm-hmm.
sad. And
mm-hmm.
I hope they're converted. But for the stuff that I'm reading to my kids, it's all stuff that I agree with that
and
I teach
you,
them.
So on a any given day, what does a day look like? So a typical homeschool day, it
changes.
Well, I love that though. That's
yeah.
why I asked you,
right?
Because I think it's really important for people to know it doesn't have to look a certain way every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of go with the flow at your house.
I love the
you
flexibility.
You little crunchy homeschool mom.
That's right. I love the flexibility of homeschooling and with the curriculum we're using. We just do it 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to cram in, certainly not 5 days a week
mm-hmm.
of doing school at home. And I was surprised that I could get 3 days in and still make it through everything by
mm-hmm.
the end of the year. But as long as I start like end of August, beginning of September, I'm done
mm-hmm.
once we're getting into May.
Mm-hmm.
So doing it 3 days a week. And the kids, it seems like a pace that they're learning and
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, they're not like, oh, I feel like if you make it too sparse, then they forget what
right,
they've been.
Right.
Hot, but.
Talk to the mom who, because we're in the middle of December now, coming
mm-hmm.
into the middle of December, and Christmas is coming, and
yeah.
there are moms who are just, you know, they're powering through, and they're not taking a break even though maybe they should. What do you say to the mom who's really tired, and she desperately needs a break? Because let's face it, Christmas adds a whole different layer of stress, right? Christmas,
right.
you got gift exchange, you got parties to go to, you got to buy presents, you know, all the things that you're doing. Do you guys stop school for a period of a few weeks? I mean, how do you navigate the holidays?
So for me, I found that I don't like to stop too long. And this is the beauty of
homeschooling.
Because
you've heard I'm getting back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find that my kids, when I take away that structure, things start to kind of spiral out. And then when I try to get back into school, they're like, well, wait, we don't want to do this, you know? So personally, I keep going and then just take like a week off for Christmas
mm-hmm.
or maybe 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
But I like taking spontaneous breaks. I just like having the flexibility. Like last week or a couple weeks ago, the kids decided to stay at the beach with you.
Yeah.
We missed a couple school days because
yeah.
of that. But
yeah.
hello, I'm homeschooling. We
and
can
hey,
do that.
I took them to the Seaside Aquarium, so we were definitely
yeah,
doing
Yeah, they
school.
Were learning, you
yeah.
know, and even if they're just playing crunchy mom, even if
mm-hmm.
they're just playing out on the beach, they're learning as
they
they're
are.
Playing, even
no
if you're
question.
Not teaching them actively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I really love having that ability to just be like, okay, we'll do this and
mm-hmm.
we'll have a week off of school, but it's all right. We'll
mm-hmm.
make up
mm-hmm.
sometime, you know?
Yeah, it's so
and
good.
And so I tend to lean more that way where like, I don't tell my kids we're getting a big break for Christmas. I
yeah,
just kind of, but then whenever I feel like it, we just skip a day.
Yeah. Whenever mama thinks that maybe mean mom might be going to come out,
yeah.
it's time to take a break.
And there's some days where we get through one subject and it's just...
And the turkey timer goes off.
We're melting down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? We've done enough. Like, this
mm-hmm.
is good. They can play.
Mm-hmm.
Or our house, we need to do chores.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fold this laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes precedent in that moment. And at the end of the school year, I still get through all the things and we're still learning and growing. I just really value that flexibility. And part of why you're able to do that is because you're not doing the classroom management that they spend so much time doing in school.
Yep.
When we sit down to do school, we're just doing it. Now, I do have a kid that struggles with ADHD, so sometimes sitting down and just doing school takes way longer than it should.
The typical how to get your kid off the refrigerator and into learning kid.
Oh, man.
But he's just doing great.
He is. Yeah.
He's really doing great.
We're figuring it out together and, and it's going well. So, yeah, I just think that it's not, should we take this much time off for Christmas or that much time? It's what works for you.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to enjoy that benefit that you get to set the flexibility. You could take the whole month of December off if you wanted. It'd be just fine.
Well, and really what you're doing in the midst of all of that, and I know you guys are seeing this with your own kids now, is you're building relationships.
Yeah.
And it is the relationships that will last for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. The relationships they're forming with each other and with you and with Ryan. And it becomes this beautiful thing. In the last, we have just about 2 minutes left here. Talk to the mom who is, she's kind of at the jumping off of this. She might have like a sixth grader. She's looking at high schools coming up around the corner. She just freaks out. I remember when you went into high school and I sort of lost my mind for a minute. And I called Steve and Jane Lambert. Mm-hmm. And I remember just, it was so reassuring for me to hear him say on the other end of the line, just do the next thing.
Hmm.
Like, so Heidi, what were you, if she was in fourth grade going into fifth grade, what would you do? And I said, well, I'd get fifth grade math. And he goes, okay, so get ninth grade math, just do the next thing. Hmm. And that was really kind of the approach that we took with you. And certainly as you got older in high school, we did more tutoring and things like that. But talk to the mom who's just feeling like, I just don't know if my kids are going to be okay if I homeschool them all the way through.
Oh man, I just wouldn't give up. Hmm. I wouldn't stop. I think if there's an area that you know that you need help in, find help. That's the beautiful thing about right now is there are so many resources.
So many.
I mean, we have parents come into the resource center all the time who their kids are flunking math. They're struggling at home.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's overwhelmed teaching it. Maybe there's a dynamic between mom and the kid where they don't like each other or the kid is having attitude issues or something. So they bring them here and we put them in a math class with our teacher and then suddenly that kid has a different environment where they're learning math. They have another teacher, someone else coming alongside to help make sure that they're getting where they need to go. And I know that there are, I mean, our hope and dream is to put these resource centers all over the country. But for now, there are tutors, there are co-ops, there are...
There's online support, tons of online support. So even if you don't have an active community, like I know there's people listening to this who are like, well, I live out in the middle of Timbuktu and we don't have anything. There's so much support out there.
There is online support, too. Yeah, there's a lot. I would try everything before throwing in the towel with it. And at least in the state of Washington, you don't have to have, pre-algebra, algebra 1, algebra 2, calculus. Yep. You just have to have four years of math. And so I think a lot of times in high school, there can be hills that we feel like we're supposed to die on, but we're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Like if your kid is super struggling in their algebra 2 class because they're just don't have mathematic brains,
Right, and they're probably not going to go into a career path.
They're not going to use this in their future. They're going to forget it. And maybe you could be switching up math and going, all right, you know what? You completed algebra 1. Let's do consumer math. Let's do geometry. There's other ways that you can do math without pushing them into a subject that's just going too far beyond what they actually need.
Yeah, and then it causes that strife between the parent and the child. And really what you want at the end of the day is to have that relationship that is strong.
Yeah.
Well beyond the homeschool years because it just is such a precious gift. And actually, I went to a private school. And I flunked algebra 2. I mean, I didn't flunk, but I was heading
kids
that
flunk in school too.
Heading that direction. And I'll never forget my teacher, Mr. Zimmerman, who's like sits me down and goes, "Let's try something different."
Yes.
And they put me in geometry. They took me out of algebra 2 and they put me in geometry. And what do you know? I got a B in geometry because my brain worked that way.
And maybe the whole reason why you feel like you're failing is because you're just doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's not that you're a bad teacher or anything like that. It's just maybe there needs to be an adjustment in your school or the subject or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's again. One of the most amazing. There's so many perks to homeschooling. It's crazy.
It is. It's so
good. It really
so good.
Is awesome. And I was going to say this earlier, too. I think part of the reason why homeschooling has grown so much isn't just because of the pandemic. I think it's a testimony to how successful it was in my generation.
Yes.
Because many of the people that I know that were homeschooled are now homeschooling their kids. Mm-hmm. So it's multiplying just because people are doing it. They're growing up and then they're doing it with their kids. Mm-hmm. And that shows that it works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it does. And and it really is. I mean, we have the freedom in the United States to do that right now. Mm-hmm. And we safeguard those freedoms and we do everything we can to make sure that that we're talking about what it means to be free so mm-hmm. that we can continue directing our kids' education. But you guys have just done a phenomenal job, obviously, here at the Homeschool Resource Center and in your own family. And you're really, truly, you are one of my favorite people. I think we have to talk on the phone every day.
I know, we do.
We do that a lot, like several times a day sometimes. I want to know what's in your crock pot.
I hope that when Juniper grows up, her and I are good friends, like you and I.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. Well, and you know what? You're on the right foot. Mm. It's good. You guys are doing awesome. Well, Savannah, it's a delight to have you come back again soon. And let's talk about this boy thing because I'm having a hoot and hollering good time watching you mothering those kids.
Oh, I got stories.
She got stories. She got stories. And also, we're having people sending their Christmas cards in to the Homeschool Resource Center.
Fun.
And you're starting to see them now, right?
I've noticed them on the wall.
That's right. And that is where we're going to end this today and just let you know that those letters, when you guys send them here, real people like Savannah is seeing them and they are going up
on
the wall.
Going up our wall.
Hundreds and hundreds of kids are going to see those cards. So send them in to us, you guys. 11100 Northeast 34th Circle, Vancouver, Washington 98682. If you want to include a year-end gift to the nonprofit organization that is Firmly Planted Family. Savannah alluded to it. We'll come back here. We've got some really exciting things happening right now, which we can't talk about yet. But, oh, my goodness.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so, so good. And really, it's our dream to see centers just like this one in cities all across the United States. And so if you want to be a part of helping us do that, you can send a tax-deductible gift to Firmly Planted Family at the same address I just gave you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Savannah, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
It's just been a delight to have you.
Love you.
You guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here again tomorrow at the intersection of faith and culture.